As Maryland continues its efforts to vaccinate its residents against COVID-19, one of the most vulnerable groups seeking protection from the virus is the group of people experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity. WYPR's Rachel Bay brings us this report on efforts to reach those people here in Baltimore.
68-year-old Melvin King is visibly excited, as the sticker on his chest declares he just got his COVID-19 vaccine.
My second one, as a matter of fact. The first shot, there were no side effects at all, none. And this one as well, so far, you know, no pain, no dizziness, no anything. You know, I've been looking forward to it.
King's primary care doctor here at Healthcare for the Homeless called him to make the appointment. He says he lives with his mother, who has dementia, in an apartment in East Baltimore.
My mother, she's 85. And she hasn't had a shot yet because of her, you know, not having a computer or transportation.
When he got his shot, the workers at Healthcare for the Homeless gave him a phone number to call to make an appointment for his mother. Even through his mask, King is clearly excited to help her get a vaccine. Kevin Lindemood is the president and CEO of Healthcare for the Homeless. He says in a typical year, the organization treats about 10,000 people who experience some form of homelessness or housing insecurity.
Homelessness itself was already a public health emergency, so the people that we were working with and are working with, disproportionately black and brown, were already dying from hypertension and diabetes, already suffering high rates of mental health and addiction.
The COVID-19 pandemic made the organization's work both harder and more urgent.
And because they live their private lives in very public spaces or might live in congregate facilities, could very easily spread it to others. So we had to slow the spread.
Testing data confirms those concerns. Lindemood says the organization has conducted roughly 2,000 COVID tests in the last year, with an average positivity rate of 17%. Some weeks, more than half of the tests come back positive. So it's crucial that the organization vaccinate as many clients as possible.
We now here are able to administer 200 doses a week. That's about 40 shots a day, a combination of first and second. In addition, we're getting out into the community to shelters, other congregate facilities to vaccinate people. This side of our garage is our COVID testing operation.
Mm-hmm.
And so
today, Lindemood is showing Acting Maryland Health Secretary Dennis Schrader around the facility. He tells Schrader they could use more of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
At a shelter, we don't know if someone's going to come back,
yeah, exactly.
Especially some of the emergency shelters, so
yeah.
If we can get them there. And our thinking is if we can shift over to J&J eventually, we can double our impact.
Schrader agrees that homeless shelters sound like a good use case for the one-shot Johnson & Johnson regimen. But he stops short of a commitment.
We have a weekly process. We'll take this input, we'll put it into the process and you know, see what the outcome is.
As for helping people like Melvin King and his mother, who don't have regular internet access, Schrader points to the state's new hotline, designed to help people get appointments, 855-MD-GO-VAX.
But one of the things I wanted to point out that we're learning, and that's the local trusted organizations that have the list of people, they're doing the calling and using their systems. Rather than putting in this huge bureaucracy, they're directing it, and they're getting much higher no-show rates because they know who they're calling.
He says organizations like Healthcare for the Homeless are key to the state's decentralized, what he calls a hybrid, vaccination effort. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.